Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. This past Friday, I mentioned a piece in Commonwealth Magazine by Jim Aloisi, a former state secretary of transportation. Jim complained about last week's Super Bowl victory parade for the New England Patriots and pointed out that it caused big transportation delays, lots of disorderly conduct and behavior in the middle of a working day in Boston, not to mention imposing huge costs on the city. And he suggested that we could hold these events on the weekends. And while we're at it, let's make the Patriots foot the bill, or the Red Sox, or the Celtics, or the Bruins, or whatever Boston team just won the latest championship. And Jim Aloisi joins us now, and I want to say that he is now a member of the Transit Matters Board and the principal of Tri-Mount Consulting. Jim Aloisi, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome, Anthony.
I wanted to bring you in just because I thought it was a really interesting piece that you wrote on Friday. So paint a picture for us. You worry about the burden placed on the public transit rail system when these parades happen. What happens?
Well, I experienced it a lot, along with many other people. What happens is the system begins to really strain under the burden of the many, many people, 1.5 million people who came into town last week. It's not designed to do that. And the concern I had is that we know during the average weekday there are lots of people who want to use the T just to get to work and to get home again conveniently and safely. It's already a challenge because of the system's, you know, reasonably poor state of good repair. We're just adding to that burden by inviting 1.5 million people in for a parade that could easily take place on a weekend, as long as the football players, who are the beneficiaries of so much largesse, are willing to stay a few days and have a weekend parade.
You know, why I liked your piece is because it sort of made me think about what we were reporting in a different way. I mean, I think when that day started, we were pretty much, hey, you know, there's a big parade, the sun is out, it was 61 degrees, lots of people having a nice time, the Patriots won. You were like, I think I sort of tweaked you on Friday and said, hey, you're raining on our parade. But it was a really good rain that you sent down to sort of make us think about this.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes good things grow when there's a little rain. So I'm not going to be offended by raining on the parade. I'm all for the parade if the parade is done with respect and wisely. I don't think it's respectful to the people who have to work during the weekday or to the MBTA or to its commuter rail operator.
So what about the cost? Because you talked about that as well. It adds a lot of cost to the MBTA and to the city of Boston when you think about overtime, police costs, all that kind of stuff.
Well, it'd be interesting to get a full accounting of the state costs, the city costs, the regional costs, the MBTA's costs. I haven't seen that yet. I hope that someone's going to pursue it. My view of this thing is, you know, we're having a parade. It's the football team that really has significant revenue assets that could easily subsidize the entire amount. If they're so hot on this, they should be able to do that basically as a way to say thank you to the taxpayers and the citizens of the Commonwealth for supporting them.
And arguably, it's pretty good publicity for the New England Patriots brand or the Red Sox brand or whoever it is.
It would be great publicity. So I encourage them to do it. And look, I understand there are people who work weekends. I get that. But not on a scale like a weekday. We've just got to use common sense. And we've got to ask the football players and the team owners to just do us the favor, respect us a little bit, and stick around for a few more days so we can have it on a weekend.
Sounds like a reasonable suggestion to me. You also wrote a piece more recently for the Boston Globe where you argue if the MBTA is going to propose a 6.3% fare hike, other transportation-related costs should rise too. Uber and Lyft rates, for example, the gas tax. So talk me through this.
Well, we talk a lot about transportation equity, but we don't really have equity when it comes to how we raise transportation revenue. We're being asked by the T to absorb another 6.3% fare hike in July. I have a few reactions to that, but one of those reactions is, look, we haven't asked people to pay a higher gas tax in the past 25 years, not once except for a 3-cent increase. And TNC fees on Uber and Lyft are among the lowest, I believe, in the nation at this point. We've got to do a better job putting our money where our mouth is when we talk about transportation equity. So if we're going to raise T fares, I wish we wouldn't, by the way. I don't think we have to. But if we're going to do it, let's raise everyone's gas tax and everyone's Uber and Lyft fees accordingly so that we're not pushing people off the T and onto already congested roads by putting them in single occupancy vehicles.
So basically, you'd be spreading the pain. So maybe you would still have to lift T fares, but not as much if these costs were lifted across the board.
Well, I don't know if it would be not as much. I don't think we need to raise T fares, by the way. I think that the operating budget deficit exists only because we're shifting money from the operating to the capital. That's another story for another day. But my point is larger than that. We need to increase ridership on the T. Mm-hmm. We know, factually, every time we raise T fares, ridership goes down. And we know that it goes down in large part because people who have the means to do it will then take an Uber or a Lyft or drive, because once that difference, the cost differential is between the T and those other modes, people will just hop in a car. It's human nature. I'm saying let's prevent that from happening. Let's have a little bit of transportation funding equity in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Well, two good ideas from Jim Aloisi, former State Secretary of Transportation. He's a member of the Transit Matters Board of Directors and the principal of TriMount Consulting. Jim Aloisi, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for your ideas.
It's always good to be here. Thank you.
It's great having you. That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.